discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time 12:42. Things certainly changing in the newspaper industry. Few, if any, of the changes are good. Let's talk about it with returning guest Tom Lyson, president of New Media Solutions in Seattle. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here again.
The latest newspaper that's in trouble is the Boston Globe, its parent company, the New York Times, trying to shop it around. But who's going to want to buy a company that lost $50 million last year and is poised to lose another $85 million this year?
I think that's a very good question. And unfortunately, the answer is probably nobody. You know, back in the 80s and the 90s, and obviously before, newspapers have a long history in this country. You know, it was very easy to basically set up a printing press to print money for a lot of these properties. And in the 80s and 90s, the value of those properties was just skyrocketing, both on the broadcast side and in newspapers as well. It was very easy to buy a newspaper, even if you weren't in the newspaper industry, make decent profits, cut costs to take care of your debt service and turn around and sell it 5 years later at a huge profit. On the FCC side, you know, on the broadcasting side, you could sell that license, and on the newspaper side, you're selling the brand and the property that's been established. But we all knew somebody would be left holding the bag, and here we are today. And as you mentioned, the Boston Globe, a good case in point, you know, losing some major money, the stock's down, and who are the buyers out there? And boy, I have to tell you, I can't see that they're, I don't see them lining up for newspaper properties.
Is there any potential business model out there that might work better for the industry?
That's the big question. Everybody is, you know, if I had an answer to that, obviously, it would solve a lot of the world's problems. But one of the models that newspapers are talking about are these micro fees, micro subscription rates, charging on for content on a very limited basis. You know, 25 cents for a couple of articles. I'm really not sure how some of these models look, but these micro subscriptions are what they're talking about. But the big question, I think, the more fundamental question is the free content genie out of the bag on the Internet? In other words, I think people on the Internet have been trained, the customer base has been trained, particularly the youngsters, to expect what they see on the Internet to be free.
Oh, man.
And trying to create a value proposition that says, no, this stuff's important, you need to pay for it. With a generation that's been raised on free content, boy, I don't know, that sounds like a daunting challenge.
Well, we are watching Death by a Thousand Cuts, and I'm not sure if this is out in full disclosure yet, but we did learn this morning that the Chicago Tribune will be ending publication on a weekly basis of its Chicago Tribune Sunday magazine, with June 28th being the last weekly edition. We learned last week that Crane Chicago Business is putting on hiatus publication of its weekly editions during this summer. You have to go to their website, and we'll have to wait and see about whether and when they come back to a weekly edition. In the meantime, we're looking at job losses that are continuing, and we're trying to figure out a model here that will work. Is there anybody else who is able to successfully charge for Internet news content aside from the Wall Street Journal?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, I would be leading you astray if I had indicated that I had done a comprehensive study or survey about who was doing what and what, if anything, had worked. Even the Wall Street Journal is starting to give up a little more of its content on the free side. And, you know, I think you make a good point, though, about what's going on in the newspaper industry in terms of section, you know, the death of certain sections in the newspaper, consolidations of pages. All the newspapers are doing that, cutting out special features, special sections, putting the business section in with the Metro. We're seeing that everywhere, trying to get the page count down. And I think we can expect to see more of that. And what's unfortunate is that some of that content that's being lost is some of the best local content, the stuff that really, I think, is differentiating in some ways for newspapers in kind of giving that deep look at local businesses and, you know, local entertainment, local enterprises. And I just think that's a trend in the wrong direction. Well, but we are seeing that consolidation everywhere.
As a friend of mine told me at the Tribune this morning, he said it means the end of long-form essays in the 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 word range, and my response was that we're going all Twitter all the time. So,
what do you- yeah, and I think so. You know, that's been a criticism of television for a long time, was that, you know, local TV news became a headline service, and the longer in-depth investigative stories that take time, energy, and money to produce are going away. And it's the same on the newspaper side. side. You know, it's hard to take a staff of three people and say, hey, go work on this for a month, and if it turns out, great, and if it doesn't, that's okay, too, because we have other people to produce content that we need every day to fill the page.
We'll have to cap it with
like that,
Tom.
Anymore.
We'll have to cap it with that, and speaking of limits, thanks, Tom. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
Tom Lason is president of the New Media Solutions in Seattle.